I'm Ben Gotson, and on behalf of myself and Shannon Williams, you're listening to our interview of Persona Magazine's senior fiction editor, Emily Collins.
All right, everyone. So we have a really sweet interview today. We have someone here from the Persona Literary Magazine. Emily Collins is here today, and we cannot wait to get this thing started. How are you doing today, Emily?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We are fantastic. So how long has the magazine been around?
Persona Literary Magazine has been around since 1964, and this will be the 2014 issue will be our 50th anniversary. And the magazine has, like I said, been going around since 1964 and has run annually since then.
That is fantastic. I cannot wait to see that. I've actually already read through the magazine, and it's fantastic. Y'all do a great job.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. And the 50th anniversary, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you were the senior fiction editor. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Nice. And how long have you been doing that?
I've been on the magazine for about 3 years since I was a freshman. I started out as a fiction editor where I would just read the pieces and give some feedback. And this year I'm the senior fiction editor where I oversee the fiction staff and hold meetings and help host events that we have coming up.
You said that you've been doing Persona Literary Magazine for 2 years?
3 years, actually.
For 3 years. Mm-hmm. What has been one of the most rewarding parts of the experience?
Probably the most rewarding part so far has just every year we have an author reception where everyone can come in and sign the release forms to or have their work published in the magazine. And I think it's just really cool getting to put a face to the work that I've been reading and being able to talk with them about their pieces. And also it's really cool because a lot of the people who are published, I turn out that I've had them in my classes before, and it's really good because all of our submissions are anonymous. They don't put their names on the page or anything, so it's really cool getting to see who gets published every year.
That's really cool. Have there been any pieces that you've particularly identified with, and then maybe later on you find out that it's someone that you already know?
Not for fiction, actually. I have with poetry some. I looked in the magazine, and then I've noticed the name looked familiar. Then I see them at the reception, and I admired their work. So that has happened before.
That's really cool. Does someone have what credentials that someone has to meet in order to submit their work to Persona?
No necessary credentials. If people have been published before in other magazines, that's great. They can certainly say that in their bio, but we look for people who have been published or not published, and it's open for Texas State students and faculty as well.
That's good. Now, the magazine accepts different forms of writing and
yes.
Artwork. What are those?
Let's see. Well, our standard is fiction, which is prose and poetry and visual art. And visual art can be someone can submit a JPEG of their painting or of their photography if they'd like. And as far as prose goes, we're also accepting screenplays as well. As long as people meet our guidelines, which can be found on our website, it should be fine.
Very nice. Very nice.
And what's the email for it to submit to?
Email is persona@txstate.edu, but I recommend checking out our website, which is persona.weebly.com, and that will give you a list of our submission guidelines and the updated email for submitting.
Do you have any, do you know what like the cover would look like this year, or is that something that comes out of the submissions?
That is kind of something that comes out of our submissions, and that's always my favorite part, looking to see what we're going to decide to pick for the cover. So it just depends. Like this year we have a really eclectic black and white art cover, and it really just all depends on what people submit and what we think kind of embodies the theme of the magazine of that year. But it definitely comes from people's submissions.
I actually got to go onto your website earlier today, and I noticed you have every book that y'all have ever put out on the pages,
mm-hmm.
and each one is very unique and different in itself. It's always different and changes each time.
Oh, definitely. We definitely have some ones from the 60s and 70s that are really kind of retro and bizarre looking and all this stuff. And we have them in the archives of the Persona office, which are available for students to come and look at if they so wish.
That is very cool. I remember I saw the, I think, 1975 issue, and you could definitely tell it was from the 70s.
Yes. Very product of their time.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool. Do you think that the magazine at all has some resemblance of San Marcos' character at that time?
Well, I can't say for sure because I wasn't alive during the 70s, but I definitely, I like to think so. It kind of does. It's all very strange and bizarre, but also very unique to San Marcos, much like our students that submit.
I remember I read the one from 2013, and there was definitely a poem about I-35 and, like, comparing, like, east of I-35 with west of 35. And so, like, then you get to, like, examine these, like, geographical barriers that we have, that we create.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. And there's usually a lot of poems are inspired by river. By the river, we get a lot of water imagery. So whether people are aware of that or not, I think definitely the environment of San Marcos has a big part in people's writing.
Yeah. And I think, like, even the culture is even reflected in that writing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read a selection for us now?
Sure. I have picked out a poem from the 2013 issue, and it's a poem that I like. It's called Sandpaper Kids by Tara Vaughn. Brush lightly, absorb stain, misusing our hands these days, art by no other definition deemed useful, open pores to set in. Like that one time, hand to hand, we weren't long enough to hug that redwood, so they cut it down. Funny how many dead things are in our living room.
Wow, very intense.
What was the line where our hand or our arms aren't long enough to hug the to keep it alive?
Like that one time, hand to hand, we weren't long enough to hug that redwood.
So you can't wrap your hands around the trees that we once had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there, like, you definitely get some of the imagery. Maybe we don't have redwood here in San Marcos or even in this area of Texas at all. But you definitely get a sense of how proud people maybe are here of the geography.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah, there's all that imagery in there that we mentioned earlier. That was really good.
Yeah. Oh, so as senior fiction editor, how did you get into that position? And are you a big fan of fiction?
Yes, I am. I'm studying English with a creative writing emphasis in fiction. And this is my third year being on the magazine. And I started out... I had a poem published my freshman year, and then I noticed that they were hiring for fiction editors, and I applied and was accepted, and so I really enjoyed the work, and so I stuck with it. It was kind of just after years of putting in work, I was able to have the title of senior fiction editor, so that's been a rewarding process so far as well.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing to have on your resume.
True.
Without a doubt.
What is the process of selecting pieces for the magazine?
Let's see, well, it all depends on how many submissions that we get, but I would receive the pieces, then I distribute them to my staff via email, and like I said, I send them in attachments, and these attachments don't have people's names on them, so there's no tempting to be biased while you're reading the pieces. And so everyone reads them and they give their response, and it's everyone's response is weighted equally. If there's a certain piece that everyone seems to be saying no, that piece will be rejected, and if everyone's starting to say yes, it'll move on to the next round. So basically we keep having different rounds and deadlines until we narrow it down to what we want to publish.
Is there a limit on how much poetry versus how much fiction would be published in the magazine?
There's no set limit for each magazine. Typically, we try to keep it balanced, but I'd say we usually do have more poetry, just because it takes up less space. There's no set limit. We don't have to have a certain amount of different fiction pieces versus poetry.
So I was looking up on your site earlier, and you did even mention this a minute ago. It said that you accept, you know, short fiction and stage plays.
Mm-hmm.
And you also accept, I think, graphic novels and metafiction?
Yes, I believe so. I do. I don't think we've done that in the past, so our guidelines aren't as strict with those things. Mainly, we do encourage people to send it over, and so if we see how it fits with the magazine, we'll definitely be in contact with the author as to how we want run in the magazine.
Nice. And typically when I'm reading, I tend to stick to, like, my main fiction area. Mm-hmm. You know, I love sci-fi, I love space, and
right.
Things like that.
Can you tell us a little bit about, you have an event on February 8th, this Saturday, right?
Absolutely, yes. This Saturday, February 8th, from 7 to 9 p.m., we will be having our launch party for the 2013 magazine, and it'll be at Tantra, and people who have been published in the magazine will be able to read their pieces aloud if they so wish. And it's also kind of an open mic for the community, so anyone who wants to read can contact the managing editor, and we can just set that up, and it'll be this Saturday.
And these are for submissions that were accepted in the 2013 Persona
yes.
magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And then when is the deadline to submit for the 2014 magazine?
For 2014, the deadline is February 12th, although there is a good chance that we will extend that deadline for another week. But we definitely, if you want to have something submitted, definitely get it in by February 12th.
Yeah, I actually saw on the website you had a counter counting down the minutes.
Yes, we do.
How long you do it. And I was
so
like, man, I need to write something now.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
It's
cool.
Getting close. When would people know that their work was accepted? And then when would the public get to see the finished product?
Okay. All authors are notified usually by the end of the school year, probably before finals, so sometime late April, early May. And the 2014 issue won't be available until the fall, but then it will be distributed around campus.
Okay, very cool, very cool. Organizations that you might be involved with or in, or any other events that you might be putting on past this Tantra one?
Not to my knowledge. I know our biggest project is mainly just the Tantra launch party, but we will definitely let you know if we have any other upcoming events that we think will pertain to students.
Yeah.
Well, KTSW and Persona are working together for that, so we'll be present as well.
Oh, okay, definitely.
Great.
So.
We're providing a PA system. I think that's about the extent of it. We're very excited to be working with something that has a lot of history at Texas State.
Since we are working together like that and we're providing that PA, I know I'm very excited for it. I know I'll be there to just hear it out and see what it's like, and I might even bring some of my own work.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we definitely encourage people to come by and read if they'd like. And also at the launch party, we will have issues of the 2013 magazine for people to pick up if they'd so wish.
Yeah, and then you can really get a chance to see what kind of work people are maybe looking for, or just a chance to read past submissions.
Yeah, definitely. And people can't do that. They can't just come up version of the magazine and read something from there.
Yes, they can. And I actually am bringing kind of some of our older copies to the to the launch party so people can look through. But if you have been published in the past, we definitely encourage that.
Like we said earlier, too, like these people that are being published, they may even be in your classrooms.
Yeah, it's super fun. I remember looking in the past, and it was super fun to look through because you see, like, names of people maybe you don't know terribly well, but you recognize their names, and it's people in your community, and you get to read their work, and I really liked it because it wasn't like they were trying to, like, share it with me specifically, but now I know, like, this part of them, and I have, like, this, like, I have more, like, secret, intimate knowledge of that person, which
definitely
is...
Definitely a better understanding.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I was definitely going to say that, too. It's, like, it's a more intimate knowledge of who that person is and what is inside them that they need to let out and let people know.
And it can be hard to, like, share interesting or, like, dynamic aspects of yourself that you don't show to the public normally. But through writing, we can definitely share more aspects of ourselves.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I know with writing and art and photography and everything like that, it's very important to me personally. I love the arts. And I feel like without artwork, we don't have our own personal culture. And this Persona magazine definitely personifies, if I may say, what San Marcos culture is like today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's like one verse in like the lifetime that we have to
give. Thanks so much, Emily, for doing this project.
Of course. And big thank you on behalf of Persona for letting me come in. And we look forward to working with you in the future and the Saturday at Tantra for our lunch party.
Yeah, I definitely want to go out. Thank you so much.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah.